Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, October the 20th, 2014. Here are top stories.
Tonight, President Obama's plan for an Ebola strike force. Then, New York police request Facebook passwords from gun applicants. And how the CDC director is tougher on sodas than Ebola. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
You've heard the big White House reporters when the mics, they think they're off, going, man, we're screwed. This is really bad. It's spreading. But when they ask the questions, oh, gracious leader, thank you for saving it.
Well, today the quarantines ended for the fiancé of the man who brought Ebola to America from Liberia and for those who are staying in the apartment. And she had some kind words for those treating her fiancé. She said, my beloved fiancé did not survive with us. Our hearts also go out to the two brave women who've been infected by this terrible disease as they were trying to help him. And then she went on and kind of got strange because she singled out the mayor as well as the Dallas judge who had put in the quarantine order and said that they cared about her as a person. And then she thanked the Dallas mayor and the judge who put her and her immediate family in quarantine. She said that they cared for her very much as a person. But think about this. As they quarantined them, it was a couple of days in the quarantine that they realized that this family and another one, her daughter's family, did not have any food. They put them in quarantine, did not give them any food. They don't think they were thinking too much about them as a person. Eventually, that need was not met by the county, not met by the judge or the mayor. It was met by the Red Cross and private charities, and they allowed them to break quarantine when they did it. Then that judge, who had put her in quarantine, made a point of breaking the quarantine. So is this some kind of Stockholm syndrome? If he really cared about her. And so when I look at their actions, I ask, was she quarantined needlessly? Or were they just playing Russian roulette with the public's health? Did they use them as political pawns? Now, we've been told it was 21 days that they needed to be set aside, also 42 days. We were even told 7 days at one point. Her daughter, Jala, who had been a caretaker of Mr. Duncan before he was taken to the hospital, was told 1 week after he went to the hospital by the CDC that she could go back working as a healthcare worker. She wisely decided not to do that, not to expose people to that risk. But we've seen 21 days, 42 days, 7 days. Which is it?
The fiancé of Ebola victim Thomas Eric Duncan will be released from quarantine today. However, the CDC-mandated 21-day quarantine period Louise Tro, along with her son and two nephews, endured is only half of the recommended period. The World Health Organization states, recent studies conducted in West Africa have demonstrated that 95% of confirmed cases have an incubation period in the range of 1 to 21 days. 98% have an incubation period that falls within the 1 to 42-day interval. The World Health Organization is therefore confident that detection of no new cases with active surveillance in place throughout this 42-day period means that an Ebola outbreak is indeed over. Drexel University professor Charles Haas released a study of the literature behind the Ebola incubation period. The 21-day incubation period is based on the general rule held for all infectious diseases. The lower the initial dose of the microorganisms you have, the longer it will take for them to accumulate to a critical level. Haas discovered that according to the statistics generated from the Ebola outbreak in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, and the earlier outbreak in Congo in 1995, there is up to a 12% chance that someone infected with Ebola may take longer than 21 days to show symptoms of the disease. The World Health Organization does not declare an Ebola outbreak contained per country until that country has passed the 42-day incubation period. Nigeria reached the 42-day milestone after an outbreak of 19 cases began on July 23rd. The clean bill of health for Nigeria can also be attributed to the rapid shutdown of its borders with Cameroon, Chad, and Benin. The death toll in West Africa has now reached 4,500 people. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
All of this as to whether or not it's 21 days or 42 days, and of course the 42 days was the milestone at which they said that the outbreak had been contained in Nigeria. But this confusion over the number of days that people need to be quarantined is not limited to just that one item. As we learned from Reuters today, they say using military and new protocols, the U.S. is going to ramp up its Ebola response. Well, what is that new protocol? Well, they say the government's new guidelines which a top health official said could come as soon as Monday, were expected to tell healthcare workers to cover their skin and their hair completely. That's right. That's a new protocol. So that wasn't something that was there a month ago or even a week ago, but now they're admitting that they made mistakes. Obviously, they've made mistakes because we've seen healthcare workers come down with it at the same rate of transmission as we saw in Africa. In other words, for every person getting the disease, it's transmitted to two other people. That's the same rate of transmission we've seen in West Africa. But they're not getting serious about it just because they're using the U.S. military. They're going to be using the military in a way where the military is still not going to get access to hazmat suits. They're going to use the same kind of health protocols that they were using yesterday, last week, a month ago. As reported today on Paul Joseph Watson had on InfoWars.com, feds stockpile protective gear in expectation of an emergency event. He said they're stockpiling a year's worth of personal protective equipment. And this is from a solicitation that was posted on FedBizOps detailing how the federal government is looking to secure face masks, medical gloves, shoe covers, lab coats, and coveralls to last one full year with an option for another 4 years. And to keep in mind, as he points out in this article, it was just last month that we reported that a supplier to the U.S. government, specifically to the State Department, gave them 160,000 hazmat suits. They bragged about that on their website, and of course their stock went up by 40% because of this large order. Yet none of that is going to be going to the U.S. military troops that are being injected into the heart of the outbreak in Liberia. The Daily Mail points out that U.S. troops deployed to battle Ebola in West Africa will not be equipped with hazmat suits. Here's what they're going to be given. They're going to be given masks and gloves, period. Nothing to cover their arms, their skin, their hair. They're going to be given just masks and gloves. And of course, they say that's fine because they're not going to come in contact with anybody there, except that there are thousands of people in the area who have been diagnosed with Ebola, other people who have been exposed, who may be symptomatic. They cannot guarantee that they're not going to come in contact with those people, but that's what they're going to do. They're going to bring it back with those thousands of troops who are not going to be given adequate protection and injected into the heart of the epidemic. But don't worry, because the Pentagon has a quick strike team. Reported today by Kurt Nemo, he says the Pentagon says Ebola strike team does not violate the posse comitatus, according to a Pentagon spokesperson. This is Rear Admiral John Kirby, and this is on Monday, and he's the press secretary for the Pentagon. He said, this isn't going to violate posse comitatus. He said, we have legal authority for this. Well, Kurt Nemo breaks down the history of posse comitatus. Of course, it was a law that was created in the aftermath of the Civil War. Things got pretty nasty at that point during Reconstruction. To pull that back in 1878, after a long period of abuses, they wrote a specific law. But of course, it goes back much further than that. It goes back to our experiences during the Revolutionary War, all the way back to the Magna Carta. As he points out in the article, in 1327, Thomas, Earl of Lancaster, argued that as long as civil government is able to enforce the law, military involvement in civil law enforcement is unlawful. But as we've reported, and as it's cited in this article, back in 2009, Homeland Security Journal was quoting a retired colonel saying, we don't need posse comitatus anymore. Specifically, what he said is, it's not only irrelevant, but it's also downright dangerous to the proper and effective use of military forces for domestic duties. I couldn't disagree more. Now, as we just pointed out, the troops that are headed into harm's way in Western Africa and into the Ebola epidemic are not being given protective suits, just masks and gloves in some cases, but they're also not being given any training. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to have that report from Joe Biggs, as well as a man sentenced to 2 years for the heinous crime of printing a gun. We'll be right back.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com with a disturbing update with the war on Ebola. Now, President Obama has decided to send the National Guard into Western Africa to help fight Ebola. You know, what does that say? Number one, we're sending people that don't have any experience whatsoever in life. They're 18 to 22 years old usually. And now you're going to expect them to go into Western Africa and fight a deadly virus. Now, scientists who deal with these things, they get 80 hours of training. These National Guard soldiers are going to get only 4. Now, is this proof that the government truly does hate American patriots, soldiers, Tea Partiers, all this? This is mind-blowing. Or is this proof that everything that's going on in Africa is a complete and total hoax and that they really have no threat to worry about? But I'll leave that up for you to decide. But just think about it, though. In the military, to be able to drive your car on base, you have to go through a monthly inspection. If you don't qualify, you can't drive on post. If you don't shoot a certain amount of targets within an allotted time, you're not able to qualify to shoot that weapon. So why are we going to allow soldiers to go into Western Africa and fight Ebola with 4 hours of training to combat some huge deadly virus that's spreading rampantly through the country, supposedly? Is this another way for Big Pharm to incite fear and push these vaccines? You know, if you're a student and you don't get the flu shot, you can't come into school. If you're a healthcare worker and you don't get the flu shot, you're demonized and you're told to wear a face mask. So these are things to think about. Stay tuned for more updates as they unfold. I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
International Business Times included InfoWars in a hit piece article today entitled Ebola Hysteria, Two Old Conspiracies Get New Life as Deadly Virus Dominates News Cycle. They thought it was peculiar that we'd claim the government and pharmaceutical companies were conspiring to find a way to maximize profitability. Right, because the government would never suppress a less costly cure to promote one that they directly profit from. Much to the chagrin of the leftist media, it's not just conservatives who are hyping up Ebola for political gain. It seems Hillary Clinton supporters are willing to do anything to lick their competition, from falsifying voter registration forms to spreading deadly diseases to push their agenda.
I have Ebola, and I'm going to give it to you!
Hey, give it.
63-year-old Larry Mitchell claimed he had just returned from Texas and that he had Ebola, and he was now going to spread the deadly disease to libertarian students who are protesting outside a Hillary Clinton rally. Mitchell claims that the students' political beliefs are to blame for the spread of Ebola.
I got Ebola.
So you can't touch people.
Without a public health system, we are going to have the spread of Ebola. Libertarians don't want a public health system.
So you just attack
people. So you're a fascist.
You just attack two people.
Ah, so that's the spin. Well, let's take a look at that claim. Fascism envisions privately owned businesses under state control. Well, with the Affordable Care Act, the government is the sole insurer. And a recent article written by Council on Foreign Relations senior fellow Lori Garrett for Stars and Stripes hints that Obamacare could save the U.S. from Ebola. Was this the reassurance the troops who are being sent to fight Ebola in West Africa needed to hear? Since the VA is the perfect example of how the healthcare system will work once the Affordable Care Act is implemented. And let's not forget, it was errors in the Dallas healthcare system that initially led to the spread of Ebola here in America. Texas is only one of 13 states in the U.S. to have completed CDC training in Ebola diagnosis, verification, and containment. That means there are currently 37 states that are unprepared to respond quickly to a potential Ebola case. And of America's four specially equipped so-called Ebola hospitals, a whopping total of 9 patients can be treated at any given time. But none of these facts matter. Put your faith in the system. The state will save you.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, the man who refuses to ban transnational flights to stop the spread of Ebola had no problem banning trans fats. As the National Review points out, the CDC's freedom spearheaded New York City's nanny state under Michael Bloomberg. They say, as undisputed captain of former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's nanny state, he made his political career by lecturing, pressuring, and outright coercing people into making healthy choices. From tobacco to trans fats to table salt, the ex-New York City health commissioner took a papa-knows-best approach to public health. As they point out, he compelled restaurants to post calorie counts on menus and menu boards in 2006. He pushed a soda tax. In other words, this is a guy who doesn't care about any of your freedoms. And yet he tells us that people have a right to travel. That's not what we see at any of the border crossings, at any of the airports by the TSA. Since when do they respect our rights? Quite frankly, they don't. Now, Walmart is getting into the healthcare business because how hard could it be? I mean, we've seen the wonderful job that's been done in Dallas. Now we're going to have Walmart extend the business, just like all these other big box retailers, of giving people vaccines every time you go into a retail store. Now they're going to start putting clinics in. Walmart is going to charge $40 a doctor visit, but they're not going to be alone. They're going to be joined, they say, by Target, Walgreens, and CVS are all potentially putting in clinics into big box locations. So when you go in, you won't only just be able to get an IV at every retail outlet. You'll also be able to have an emergency room experience. You know, you don't have to go to the emergency room to hang around sick people. You can just go to a big box one-stop retailer. Now, the Edward Snowden film is coming out next week, Citizen 4, and some clips have been released by people who have seen it in advance screenings for critics. And this is very telling what he said about the Obama administration. It begins in the early part of the movie as saying, with a quote from Ed Snowden saying, "I saw the promise of the Obama administration betrayed and walked away from. It really hardened me to action." In other words, his motivation for doing what he did, he said, was the hypocrisy of the Obama administration. So what is Hollywood going to do with their hypocrisy? He's been their guy. They've stuck by him. They're still doing fundraisers for him. Famously, Gwyneth Paltrow's fundraiser a few weeks ago where there were the posters comparing her to a drone. They have no problem with his drone program. They have no problem with his violation of civil liberties. These are the things, anti-war, civil liberties, these are the things that Hollywood is supposed to care about. What are they going to do with this? Well, we see that the Weinstein Company, the same company that promoted Zero Dark 30 and released it just prior to Obama's reelection, they're going to be the ones who are going to be promoting and releasing Edward Snowden's documentary, Citizen Four, done by Laura Poitras. Will they promote it as much as they did Zero Dark Thirty? Will Hollywood finally walk away from the hypocrisy of the Obama administration as Ed Snowden did? Will America wake up to what's going on and finally care about the consequences? We'll have to see. I'm very anxious to see that documentary. Now, the government wants to study social pollution on Twitter. This is another whistleblowing revelation from the FCC commissioner that earlier alerted us to the surveys, quote unquote, that the FCC wanted to do to radio stations, television stations, and even print newsrooms. The FCC, as well as the federal government, is trying to make a science out of monitoring and shaping public opinion. He had this to say, if you take to Twitter to express your views on a hot-button issue, does the government have an interest in deciding whether you're spreading misinformation? If you tweet your support for a candidate in the November elections, should taxpayer money be used to monitor your speech, to evaluate your partisanship? And then he points out that the National Science Foundation is funding a project to collect and analyze Twitter data. It's named Truthy after the term that was coined by TV host Stephen Colbert, and he says that invites feedback on whether specific Twitter users like the Drudge Report are truthy or are they spamming. This is what we've seen over and over again. It's yet another example of science and academia working as the handmaids of tyranny, just as Eisenhower warned us in his military-industrial complex speech. It's very troubling to see this, especially in light of their previous effort to look at content. The FCC was never about content. The FEC was created, its purpose was created to set aside different frequencies, to allocate those frequencies so that there wasn't an overlap. They were never to be concerned about content. We saw them get into that once, and then that was pulled back as the fairness doctrine was repealed. But now they're looking at getting into content in a big way. They're looking at not only seeing what we're doing, but controlling what we're doing. They have allowed the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe. They've removed the protections against them broadcasting in America. They have paved the way for the government to directly broadcast propaganda to you. And, of course, the way they want to do that, they need to have metrics to see whether or not that propaganda is effective, to see how your opinion is shaped, to see if they can change it. Now, as the government is monitoring tweets and trying to get a handle on how people form their opinions, we see a police department, a local police department, requesting Facebook passwords from gun permit applicants. Now, this is a great example of why you don't want to allow your fundamental rights recognized by the supreme law of the land to be turned into privileges. Because now you're not just an applicant, you're a supplicant. Now, they have put on this application, they want not only your Facebook page, but they want your password, which is really strange. It's bad enough that they would look at your Facebook page to determine whether or not you're a worthy applicant. And, of course, there's a lot of coercion and intimidation behind this. Now, Robert Farrago of NewYorkFirearms.com asked the police department about this, and they said, it's a common practice to view social media as a means to identify and determine character of a pistol permit applicant, in addition to other investigatory methods. In other words, you're guilty until they prove that you're innocent or somehow trustworthy. And then he says, when confronted with the fact that this is a violation of your fundamental rights, the police chief said, well, it is what it is. And he said, if you decline, such information is no doubt handed up to the judge, who will decide yes or no on your application. And as Kit Daniels points out, they're strong-arming, they're intimidating people into having their First, their Second, and their Fourth Amendment rights violated. You have the right to be secure in your person and your papers, and you have a right to say whatever you want to politically. And you have a right to protect yourself with firearms. That is something that separates us from every other country. Look at where this will lead if we don't support the Second Amendment. We see that a Japanese man has now been sentenced to 2 years in prison for printing a 3D gun. The judge called it a heinous crime, and he said this. He said, the man was attempting to emasculate the country's strictly enforced gun laws. It's the Japanese laws that are emasculating the Japanese public. This goes back to their Japan's Swords and Firearms Control Act. Swords. They have sword control. They have knife control. Now, the Japanese man who's been sentenced to prison, the 28-year-old man, his name is Imura, he really understands what is at risk here. Here are some quotes that he said. Freedom of armaments to all people. A gun makes power equal. Absolutely. Everyone knows that power comes out of the barrel of a gun, as Chairman Mao said. Only in America have we trusted the population to own guns as a check to the abuse of power. That's what it's there for. It's not about hunting. It's about checking the abuse of power. The judge said this was a heinous crime because, he said, he intended to demonstrate that firearms could be manufactured easily and publicize that fact widely over the internet. And it was also, I think, heinous because he told people about their fundamental human right that everyone has to protect themselves against criminals, against criminal governments. Well, that's it for our news tonight. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel. And if you're not a subscriber to Prison Planet TV, please consider subscribing and supporting our operation here. Your subscription funds our operation, funds our reporters, and you can share that with up to 11 people at the same time viewing the news as it happens and having access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries. Well, stay with us after the news. We have special reports coming up for our Prison Planet TV subscribers. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey guys, Rob Dew from InfoWars.com, and I saw this story last night on DailyMail.com, and I wanted to bring it to your attention. It has to do with the show Breaking Bad and the action figure that they're selling. And what's really weird is that they're selling this at a kid's toy store, Toys R Us. Florida mom demands Toys R Us remove Breaking Bad action figure that comes complete with toy meth. Florida mom is campaigning to have the show's action figures pulled from the store's racks and website, saying its adult themes and depiction of violence and drug abuse aren't suitable for children. Now, if you go to the actual website for Toys R Us and you look up the Breaking Bad 6-inch action figure Heisenberg, shows a picture of him selling it for $13.99. You go to the product description, and it says, this unforgettable variant edition figure features Walter as his alter ego of Heisenberg. He comes complete with removable hat, removable glasses, a sack of cash, and a bag of blue crystals. Here's a close-up of the bag of blue crystals. And you can see this is what the meth that he was so famous for dealing during the entire series of the show. Incidentally, he was using this to pay for his overpriced cancer treatment that was not covered under his insurance. But that's a whole other side issue. So there they are equating, hey, you sell drugs, you get a sack of cash to go along with it. But what happens if you get caught distributing these drugs? Well, here it is off criminaldefenselawyer.com. Federal law mandates a prison term even for first convictions of at least 5 years for anyone convicted of possessing 5 grams of meth with the intent to distribute it, and at least 10 years for possessing 50 grams for distribution purposes. You look at that bag that he's carrying, looks like a lot of meth, probably more than 50 grams. And so you're looking at least a 10-year prison sentence if you were to emulate what you saw with this action figure. I'm not saying kids are going to go out and do that, but it's kind of putting it in their heads. This is made for kids 15 and up. So you're still a teenager, still under 18. And here it is glorifying drug use, saying you can get a bag of cash if you're walking around with this bag of meth. So I went to our local Toys R Us, and you can see they don't sell the Eisenberg figures here anymore. They were sold out of them, but they do have the Jesse one. And it is on an end cap, but it's right around the corner from other things like Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Transformers, WWE wrestling guys. So it's right on that end cap. So any kid looking for those could go around, see the Heisenberg action figure, say, oh, Breaking Bad, this is the show you like, Dad. Here, let's get in and bring it home. Oh, I've got my little bag of meth. I'm going to go around and sell it. Teaching kids to almost become drug dealers. I don't know if you see the connection here, but this should not be at Toys R Us. Toys R Us doesn't sell the Cheech and Chong action figures. No. So they shouldn't be selling action figures having to deal with harder drugs even than marijuana, which is meth.
This is not meth.
Here it is out of the Telegraph. Parents outraged as Toys R Us sells crystal meth Breaking Bad dolls. Here's another one out of the Inquisitor. Breaking Bad doll spurs Toys R Us petition. Kids shouldn't play with meth. The petition on change.org was started by Susan Myers, who says that Breaking Bad sets have no place in Toys R Us or any other store that caters to children. People get mad. They put the word out on the blogs. They start their petitions. And now you can't even find this at any of the stores, Toys R Us stores in the Austin area. And when I approached the girl at the front desk at Toys R Us, the local one here in Austin, she said the product had been discontinued. It had an X denoting it. And so she said that means it's discontinued. They're not going to sell it anymore. So it looks like they are feeling the heat from this, which is good. So you need to get out there and speak your mind, especially when you see things like this, because you never know. It could just be one person there that changes the tide of a giant toy company and Toys R Us. Once again, this has been Rob Dew with another report at Infowars.com. Put your comments below. What do you think about all this? Is this something we should be putting in kids' toy stores? Maybe, maybe so, maybe not. I don't think so. I think we should definitely have this out of the discourse for children. Like and subscribe below, and also become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can use your subscription to share with up to 11 other people. That's having 11 InfoWarriors for the price of one. Once again, this has been Rob Dew with InfoWars.com.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Now, last week, there was a British invasion at a 19th Special Forces warfare group at a National Guard base in Utah. These women converged on there and attacked these men. It was crazy. Women in bikinis everywhere, bouncing up and down, shooting guns and driving tanks. Yes, the tyranny is real, and it's happening in Utah. Now, members of the Utah's National Guard 19th Special Forces group allegedly hosted sexy British swimsuit models at their compound. Now, the deviation from their mission to train for paramilitary operations has been met with an investigation. Yes. Yes, an investigation by the National Guard, and they're going to do this internally, I'm sure, because being a former soldier myself, I know we like to get to the bottom of things, especially when those things are British models. This year, we're shooting the calendar in Utah. In the U.S. of A., British model Rosie Jones says, at the introduction of the video, which was posted on YouTube last week, we've got loads of tanks, boats, and loads of guns. So these women are ready to come in here and use up all of our equipment and take these Special Forces guys' attention away from the terrible ISIS threat that is lurking its head around every corner. Meanwhile, our Special Forces and men in uniform are more focused on the lush mountains in Europe that have traveled all the way into Utah at the National Guard compound. Whew.
Because I'm only small, they've given me the minigun.
Okay, go ahead and hit that foot.
Button. The Utah National Guard put out a statement regarding its investigation that reads in part, use of military equipment, facilities, and personnel and civilian for-profit endeavors such as this requires approval of National Guard Bureau of Public Affairs through the respective state National Guard headquarters. There was no official approval for this project. The investigation will determine if Utah National Guard equipment, facilities, and personnel were used to shoot this scantily clad Hot Shots 2015 calendar with extremely beautiful women. Because there's no way in hell that the Special Forces men in uniform who deploy all the time and fight the bad guys for America would anyway allow these beautiful women from Britain to come over and shoot their guns and play on their equipment. That would never happen. Utah's Democratic House Minority Leader Jennifer Sealing was quick to voice her disapproval of any participation by the Utah soldiers, saying, it flies in the face of any progress we've made in the military and that we're using women not for their minds but for their bodies. ISIS isn't on its way. It's here. Ebola isn't on its way here. It's here now. And these beautiful British models are no longer on their way. They're here. They've landed at the Utah National Guard base. And I promise you, I will continue to bring updates on this story as they unfold. Now, I know the National Guard's not quite equipped to deal with Ebola in West Africa, but I am willing to bet my entire life that they're willing to deal with this and do a very deep, thorough investigation into all of these women and find out whether or not there's any guilt to be had. Once again, I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs, sourced from powerful organic herbs, and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.